It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to the PowerCat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the PowerCat Podcast. I don't even know what version of the PowerCat Podcast this is, because it's a special once every year edition of the PowerCat Podcast, when we sit around a table and we pick the entire bracket. Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody, and Ryan Gilbert from here in the GPC studios. And what we normally do in this podcast is there's three of us, and we just pick the bracket. Whatever team has the majority wins, but there's four of us, so I will just be your trusty MC and break any ties caused by indecision from the panel.
A tie between three people.
It's possible, because Gil's head could explode on one pick.
And he'll tie.
Yeah, he'll try to pick a tie, and then I'll have to step in. And like the president has the vice president that can break the tie in the Senate, I am your vice president. Dude is the president. I think we all know he's in charge. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the round of 64 here, even though we've got one more set of games Wednesday night in Dayton for the first four. God, I hate those games. Anyhow, we'll pick this whole bracket, and unfortunately, whomever wins between Rutgers and Notre Dame might go to the Final Four and really screw everything up like UCLA did last year. But this is fun. We have fun doing it, and here we go. Let's just get going here out west. It's the top left corner of the bracket. Gonzaga and Georgia State. You guys got Georgia State, I assume?
Okay. Indeed.
Okay. Well, I'll put Georgia State down here, but spell it with a Z.
Z-A-G-S, I believe, is how you spell Georgia State.
Now it starts getting interesting immediately. Boise State or Memphis?
Memphis.
I have to pick Boise State, and I'm going to pick Boise State because one of my childhood friends is who's also from Kansas City.
Oh, we're doing this.
Just what we're talking about in the open before we started recording. He's from Kansas City. He plays a lot for Boise State. He's a 7-foot center. He gets rebounds. Maybe he could have been useful. I'm going to pick Boise State.
You right.
I don't like you and your friends.
There we go. Memphis
so
moves on.
First four game last night.
We're not gonna do this. Are you one of these pickers, Cole? Are you one of the pickers that, oh, we got to have an emotional connection? Oh, my nephew's grandson goes to this school.
My nephew's grandson.
I said what I said.
My nephew's grandson's daughter-in-law's cousin.
Cousin's barber.
Barber, yes.
What's New Mexico State?
I'm sorry, you were rudely interrupted, Gills.
Oh, I was just going to say that the first four game last night with Wyoming, that's who Boise State, that's the same conference, right?
Yes.
And if that's the level of competition Boise State's playing on, hell no.
Yeah, Wyoming should not have been in the field. Period, end of story, but that's that. Okay, let's move on.
We had...
What
do we have?
Memphis.
Okay,
Memphis.
Good. Sorry, Cole.
UConn is playing the Fighting Chris Janses of New Mexico State. Does anyone pick the Fighting Chris Janses over the Huskies?
No.
Yes.
I'm taking UConn.
The 12-5.
Oh, man.
It's all, kind of, but not this one. Not this one. It's UConn. You got to pick one 12-5, but this is not the one.
Who says you have to just pick one?
Exactly. Some years there's five ups.
That's a minimum of one. There's always one.
Figure that out. There's five upsets. Well,
sorry, right. Zach.
Okay. What are you going with?
I got the 12 seed.
Whoa! Party in Las Cruces. There always is, though.
Sorry, Zach.
Arkansas and Vermont. Arkansas and Vermont.
Arkansas is a sleeper team to make a run in this tournament.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick the Hogs.
They're I feel also, like the last time Vermont was in the tournament, they were a 13 seed and they beat Syracuse. Yeah. So
Slender Man's going to go off. I got Arkansas.
Slender Man. I forgot about him.
I don't even think he plays for them.
Wow. Okay. Hogs get through that sticky situation. That was a syrup joke from Vermont.
I like got it. It.
Okay.
So we take a pause here to gather ourselves after laughing. Alabama against the winner of the Rutgers-Notre Dame game that nobody wants to watch.
I'll take the winner of Rutgers-Notre Dame.
Oh.
Regardless.
I was going to take Bama.
Okay. Gills, you find yourself in the third picking seat here, which,
I do.
Which means you are going to be deciding a lot of things.
Bama strikes me as a team that could make a run to the Final Four, or a team that could lose, get upset round. Here in the first right. round. I really do think that, but
they've
I think
accomplished
they get
both.
Back. I think they get past.
Okay,
whoever they play.
Bama.
Sorry, Zach. I'm just going to have to disagree with everything.
You're going to have to go first some of these times, but then it's just going to gang up
I'll
on.
I'll go first on the one seeds. Is that cool?
Okay, Texas Tech and Montana State. Montana State, they are the Bobcats, which is another version of Wildcats. So if you pick Texas Tech, you hate Wildcats. Go.
Texas Tech.
Guns up.
There we go.
Okay.
Tortillas up.
Tech and Bama move on there. Michigan State and Davidson. Davidson with one of the oldest coaches in the tournament. What's his name? Bob McKillop, whatever. He's 79 years old. I made that up.
Have you seen that that Twitter thread, that Twitter account that has all the what the coaches would actually be?
It was brilliant.
He is the United States Senator.
And that is spot on. Whoever yeah. did that nailed every one of those. It yeah. was brilliant. I'm going to let you go first there, Gills. You got the Spartans or Davidson's the Wildcats, aren't they?
They are the Wildcats.
Wow, we got a theme going here.
Does Bruce Weber think that Michigan State's going to advance with Izzo?
Yeah, probably. He probably has them.
Then sure, I'll go Michigan State.
Bruce probably has them winning 8 games in this tournament.
Davidson actually has had a really good season. They lost and got their – they lost in the championship round. So they were an at-large bid. I'm going to take Davidson.
I think this is going to be one of the best first-round games of the tournament. Davidson.
Here we go.
Sorry, Izzo. Duke and Cal State Fullerton. Duke and we're just going to write down Duke.
But
can I say Cal State Fullerton to make Riley mad?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll say Cal State Fullerton to make Riley mad. I mean, the quicker we get Duke out of this bracket, the better, because you know that everyone's still, oh, it's Coach K's last run. Oh,
is it weird?
And they're going
to
lose.
Like to see him
they're going to lose just like they did to North Carolina.
You want to see him win a national championship?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I'm very opposed. Anti-Coach K.
I need to see your banking records, because I think you've been bribed by Riley Gates.
We're picking Duke.
Venmo
right?
history.
Yeah.
Okay. We're picking Duke.
Why does Zach not like Coach K?
Oh, we're just go with the theme. Go with the theme.
Okay. I don't trust any guy who pronounces his name like that with that spelling. I mean, you might as well go with Cole Davidson with your spelling. We're going to move straight south on the bracket instead of going counterclockwise like normal people, and move into the, East, because Baylor's the number one seed in the East, because that makes sense. Baylor and Norfolk State. Norfolk State's mascot is the Bear Killers. I don't know if you knew that. By the way, that'd be a good mascot.
Why do I feel like they'd be like the Shipbuilders or something?
Yeah.
I think they're the Spartans.
You know, they should... Their mascot should be the Yourselves. Well, who do you play for? The Norfolk Yourselves?
That was a good one.
There we go. Anyone got an upset here?
No.
Anyone?
No.
That's bear sounds. North Carolina and Marquette. An intriguing matchup of two teams that I don't care about. I just don't. I'm not motivated. I'm glad I'm sitting this one out. I'm so deep into the coaching search at Kansas State, I can't have enough brain muscle. The brain is a muscle, right? Brain muscle to do this. Daphne, quit scratching. I know you want to have picks.
UNC.
Give me the Shaka Smart team. Ooh. That is not Texas.
I'll go with Roy Williams.
Oh. Well, just too bad he's not there. Better. Too bad he's not
there. Too bad he's not there.
Yeah, it's the
welcome to 2022. Hubert Davis, is now the coach.
Dude,
at
you missed Roy Williams going away tour?
I did.
Yeah, I literally did.
When was this?
Last year, yeah.
What the what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's not coaching there anymore. But anyhow, they still have
college game day panelist is now the head coach of North Carolina.
Zach, this is why I didn't do the
Survivor group of the bracket. Well, are you still picking North Carolina?
Does Shaka have hair?
It's written down.
Shaka has hair.
It's written down. I've already written it down.
Okay. Cool.
So,
you can't change votes once.
So you sharpied it. You sharpied
it. With a pencil. No. I don't like to erase. St. Mary's and Indiana. Yeah.
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Yeah. Indiana. But my vote doesn't.
It's pretty amazing that St. Mary's made the NCAA tournament out of the KCAC when you think about it.
That's not the same school.
Oh.
It's not at all. Speaking of KCAC, UCLA and Akron. And can Akron hold UCLA to zip? That'd be quite a story.
UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
John Wooden retired recently from UCLA. Texas and Virginia Tech. Texas and Virginia Tech. I
know who Gills is going to pick.
Well, Gills, make that pick.
Why?
Quick. Make a pick, Gills, before everyone else gets in.
Texas.
I'm going to pick Virginia Tech.
Okay. And Zach's got...
I have my horns up.
Okay.
Those devil horns?
Sorry, Cole.
These are longhorns, but on a hand.
The whole year on this podcast, Ryan has said, Texas isn't any good. I just figured you'd pick them to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Well,
I think Virginia Tech did their damage. Just getting here.
I agree. But Chris Beard's a good coach. I'll give him that.
Virginia Tech did a K-State.
Yeah.
Except just in the tournament, not the regular season.
Yeah, good. Purdue and Yale. Now, I'm sure Yale's a fine team, but this is not a math contest. Although the engineers from Purdue might win that math contest.
I'm riding with King Jim.
Oh.
Boiler up.
Ooh.
That's a good shout-out.
That's a shout-out. Yeah. Are you taking Purdue?
I am.
No, I was asking. I heard you, Cole. Oh, I was asking Gills.
I am.
Okay. The Murray State Racers against the San Francisco Dons.
Murray State is my mid-major team this year. They're my team.
Okay.
Okay. Why?
Because they're good.
Okay. I'll take them too.
I'm going to take the Racers.
Mm. Also, this could be a good game too because San Francisco is not bad either. It's a weird mid-major matchup.
You don't
on
really,
the 7-10
you
line.
See
you don't
that.
See these.
No.
I'm sorry. We're going Murray State. I just hate this matchup because it takes two really significant.
I'm with you.
Upcoming mid-major programs that could pull off upsets and makes them beat one another. Well, what? Only one will lose technically. So one will advance. There's a high side to that. Murray State. God, Murray has his own school. That's kind of cool. Kentucky against St. Peter's.
Where is St. Peter's?
I'll be honest. I've never heard of St. Peter's before.
Have they ever made a tournament?
Alexa, where is St. Peter's located?
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
Okay, she doesn't know. That's what my wife says when she doesn't want to hear from me, too. I'm having trouble hearing. Alexa, where is St. Peter's University? College? Whatever.
St. Peter's University is in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey.
Okay, they're from New Jersey. I don't know how that impacts anyone's pick. New Jersey. I'm going Kentucky. I'm just going to write it down since you guys just don't know how to talk. Okay.
good pick.
This is what we've lacked the whole time, was just someone to take charge here instead of sitting around making picks. The South bracket, Arizona against Worcesterbury.
It's Worcestershire.
Worcesterbury. Okay, we're just going to write down Arizona.
The Wildcats.
Arizona.
Seton Hall and TCU, another team from New Jersey.
Eddie Lampkin and the Horned Frogs. He's my favorite player in the Big 12, by the way.
I don't know why, but I think I'm going to pick every Big 12 team to win in the first round.
I can agree. I think Big 12 is going to do really well early in the tournament. No one's going to go to the Final Four. I like Eddie Lampkin. He seems like a guy that would eat a hoagie on the bench. Like, you know, just call a timeout so Eddie can get a snack. Mm-hmm. And they bring like a Jersey Mike sub out for him. And he just eats the whole thing.
Right, and then there. He'll go get 10 rebounds and 5 points and do exactly what he needs to do.
Babe Ruth style.
And then blood will shoot out of his eyes.
Oh.
Frog style.
Babe Ruth didn't do that.
Nope. Babe Ruth had nothing on Eddie Lampkin. That's what everyone says. Houston and UAB, the Andy Kennedys against the Kelvin Sampsons. What a couple of coaches.
Mm-hmm. H-Town.
Is Houston underseeded here at 5? I think they are.
Tremendously.
But UAB's kind of ripped through their conference. Anyone? Anyone going with UAB?
Houston. Okay. Houston. We're going to Houston.
If nobody's going to vote, I'm just going to fill this out. I'm going to consult Daphne down here. Illinois and Chattanooga. And you know who the star player for Chattanooga is, right?
Silvio De Sousa.
Is it Brad Underwood? Is he the star player for Chattanooga?
No.
No?
Okay. It is Curtis Townsend's favorite player.
Is it weird that I think if there's going to be a 13-4 game that there's an upset that it's actually this game?
Well, the committee didn't do Illinois a freaking favor here.
No.
Chattanooga's good. I watched them play a little bit. They get up and down. They're fun. This is not an easy matchup.
I picked in our other pool bracket. I picked Chattanooga, and I'm gonna stick with that
for the social media negativity.
Okay,
going Chattanooga.
Wow.
Whoa.
My vote doesn't matter.
Well, I just want to know: is there a layer here from anyone on the panel thinking Illinois loses? Illinois turns on Brad Underwood. Brad Underwood takes refuge back home.
I don't know what you're even referencing. I
think that might be the social media negativity.
Right.
Let's have a serious talk here, though. In all seriousness, if Brad, and look, I also believe that there's being great amounts of effort made to make this happen. Some people are optimistic. Some people are not optimistic. You know where I stand. I would give you away to Illinois to have Brad Underwood back, and Gills would throw you in too. Not my dogs. I got to keep Zach because
Gills is just the throw in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a seventh round draft pick.
I got to keep Zach because I'll be sitting in the corner crying if without Zach helping me out here, and I'm not giving up the dogs. But anyhow, I want Brad Underwood back. Does an early exit help that process? Does that work in K-State's favor?
Absolutely, and yes. We'll get to that on the questions.
Thank
podcast.
You. That's the price I pay for not reading the questions beforehand. And I would like to also say that I predict that someone on Twitter, one of the many toxic fans that I read about from Kansas State, that will say, "Oh, we lost in the first round this year and second round last year. I don't want him, and I will have to drive to their house and punch him."
I just want to see chaos. So yeah.
I'm a big fan of chaos. Mm-hmm. I started to write down Illinois, but we're doing Chattanooga. Their mascot are the choo-choos. I don't know if you knew that.
Interesting.
Colorado State against Michigan. The Nico Medveds against the Juwan Howards.
I think Michigan's going to come with a hard, heavy punch here.
That's not right. It's basketball.
Take down. Colorado State.
Doug Sermon's will call 7 technicals.
Did you not get the reference?
I agree with your punch.
I get it. That was good.
I agree with your punch, Cole. I'm with Michigan here.
You guys are really with Michigan in this game? Michigan stinks. Michigan doesn't belong in this bracket.
No.
Michigan has no business being in this field.
I can't go against my Michigan Wolverines.
You can look at the first four and decipher that a bunch of Big Ten teams were snuck in at the very end. And in fact, Michigan should be in the first four, but they couldn't play another Big Ten team, so they moved them into the main bracket instead of freaking moving them out of the bracket like they should have and put a different team in. You got a poor guy at A&M down, breaking down in tears.
Okay, still going Michigan, though.
Well, Michigan made a run last year, right? Yeah, so they know what it takes.
And they were much better last year. Tennessee against, I used to have a t-shirt that said Longwood. That's my sense of humor right there and summed up in one statement.
Rocky Top?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Tennessee.
That's Longwood.
Tennessee.
Longwood. That might be the worst underseeded team we've seen.
Tennessee.
Since bracket, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad. Ohio State. Is that small college?
Ohio State? Isn't there a small college? Like they just moved up to Division I?
They're the small college.
Against Loyola Chicago, which is a traditional power out of the Windy City. And did you know that Loyola Chicago?
I like how you say traditional power, but like it's not entirely inaccurate.
No, you're right. A guy that hates Rodney Magruder endorsed the 12-year-old that is now coaching at Loyola Chicago. They have a 12-year-old kid coaching Loyola Chicago.
Oh. Drew Valentine is only 8 years older than me. Wow. That's kind of scary.
Hang on. Am I 7 years older than you?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Anyhow, Ohio State against the Ramblers.
I actually am going to take Loyola Chicago here. I don't think Ohio State's that good.
Boy, now they hit the Big Ten. Now they do. Yeah.
I was going Ohio State.
I like Ohio State. I think Porter Moser was a big, you know, reason for that team's success in March Madness. Not necessarily the school itself.
Not necessarily sounds like God.
Sounds like
God's actually involved in this.
Sounds like OU is a big pick in our NIT bracket, huh?
We'll get to that later in the show. The NIT bracket, followed by the basketball tournament. What is it? The basketball? What's the new one? The other one?
There's a new.
There's like this.
There's the College Basketball Invitational. There's right. The CBI. There's the CIT.
Well, I think they renamed themselves. If you go to.
Did they?
Why not Vegas 8? Bring it back. Let me see here. Let's go to this other network of which I am not a part of. But, do I even have internet right now?
I don't think we have it.
What? Oh, there it is.
Too many viruses on your computer.
Man, there's so many viruses. Not even on my computer, just a lot of viruses. Scores, okay. Okay, you come down here, and the pull-down tab on this this website says NCAA Tournament, NIT, CBI, the Basketball Classic is the fourth tournament.
Okay.
Tonight's games in the Basketball Classic are Detroit Mercy against Florida Gulf Coast. Detroit Mercy got in with a 14-15 record. Maryland Eastern Shore, which there's no Western Shore, and because that would be inland, at 11-15, playing Coastal Carolina. Merrimack, I don't even know what that is.
What's Merrimack? Not Marymount?
Merrimack is playing UMBC. Remember them? Mm-hmm. Remember them? Southeast Louisiana, South Alabama.
Southeast Louisiana, home of
tournament sucks.
Antonio Gordon.
That is the enema of
where
is that right?
Tournament. Where
Southeast Louisiana, home of Antonio Gordon.
Sounds right.
I think you might be right. Yeah, yeah. Let's move on. Villanova, another Wildcat that's in the tournament. I'm sensing a theme here. Against the Delaware, who are the Blue Hens. Have you ever seen a Blue Hen?
Never seen a Blue Hen, and they're not going to make it to the second round. So,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Go Wildcats.
Okay. We're going to move down to this last bracket. It's the Midwest. There's a team here called Kansas. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're apparently pretty good. Against Texo. T-T-X-S-O. Texo. Right? They did win.
I think Texas Southern is going to be really fatigued having to play that road game in Ohio.
Yeah. So as I observed on Twitter, the NCAA tournament committee paired up two teams from Texas, made them play in Ohio to come back to Texas to play their next game. Couldn't we just get this game local? We're going to move KU on, and we're not going to discuss it any more than that. San Diego State is playing Creighton. San Diego State against Creighton. Creighton is in the tournament again.
This is like when you go to the eye doctor, mm-hmm. and he's saying option one or two, and they're both pretty close.
And you pick SDSU, don't really know. And I think you pick South Dakota State, and you don't know what you pick.
Sure.
Option one, option two.
I'm going to go with the Fighting McDermotts in Creighton.
I'm looking at you, Gills. I need a pick.
I don't.
Yeah.
You're going to go
That's
Creighton?
Fine. I don't care. Creighton's fine.
Can we flip a coin?
No, we're not flipping a coin. That's just wrong.
They gave Providence the work in the championship game, so I feel confident about my pick.
Iowa is playing Richmond, and anyone who picks Richmond endorses Spiders.
Believe.
I think Iowa's... Probably
is that their mascot? Was that their motto?
Richmond? Is Ted Lasso the coach?
Oh. It's a deep... That was a deep connection there. Yeah, that was... I think Iowa's probably the biggest fraud at five.
Wow.
I agree. I agree.
Are we going with the Spiders here?
I want the Spiders.
Yep.
Oh, mama. Providence and South Dakota State.
Providence.
Yes.
Are you serious? Of all the teams that you're picking for an upset, South Dakota State is a winning machine. Now they
Providence is a winning machine.
Have they lost, like, what, four games all year?
Okay. I'll pick the Friars.
Whatever. Well, your vote doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
We're already in agreement.
True. Gills, who doesn't pay
You guys just hate rabbits. Admit it.
To college basketball, apparently.
Not only a regular rabbit, a jackrabbit.
How cool would it have been to see the Spiders play the Jackrabbits?
That would have been kind of cool, but you guys didn't pick that yet.
Dude and Daphne would love that.
I know. LSU is playing Iowa State. Iowa State is a team in Iowa, and they're the state school. That's what I know about Iowa State. I think they're coached by a guy named TJ Hamburger, something like that. TJ Cheeseburger?
No clue.
Okay.
I just know that LSU doesn't have a coach.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. LSU cheats a lot.
That's the only reason I'd pick Iowa State here, is because LSU had to fire their coach.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Iowa State too.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually win, but I feel like that's just the smart pick.
Gills, how many points does Iowa State score in this game? Will they get above 40?
It could be that, or it could be like 80.
Fair enough. Wisconsin and Colgate. And this brings up an interesting question.
They're playing toothpaste?
Exactly. Have you ever eaten cheese and then brushed your teeth? Because it's really gross. It's really gross. So this game reminds me of that. Like, you know, some good, you know, straight off the farm cheese, American. That was for you. That was
I hate American cheese too. Zach.
Love it.
Okay. Are we going to Wisconsin here?
Yes. Not from the farm.
Are they still the polar bears? Or
who?
Wisconsin. They had like a collection of giant white dudes for years. I don't watch them anymore.
The Wisconsin Buzzcuts.
Yeah.
That's what they're called. They're called the Buzzcuts.
I'm surprised K-State's not in this sub-region.
We just matched up Iowa State and Wisconsin in the second round, playing for the Busch Light Trophy. USC and Miami of Florida. USC is...
It's a good football game in the early 2000s.
Is that Frank Martin's team? Is University of South Carolina?
I don't believe so.
Miami of Florida.
Also his team.
Oh, my God. You're right. who we got here? Who we got? What is this, like a vacation package?
I'm going with the Trojans.
Winner gets goes to the loser's town.
You it's the football crossover round.
Yeah.
Who'd you take?
USC.
I'll take Miami.
Okay, go Miami.
Whoa.
You guys know where Rick Ross is from?
Iowa State. Auburn against Jacks State.
Jackson-ine?
Jax has his own school.
Wow.
They moved him to running back and part of the NIL. They gave him his own school. Auburn, I'm taking?
Yes.
Auburn.
Yes.
Okay. That's the first round of the bracket. If you're still with us, it gets interesting now as we move into the round of 32, which hasn't been seen by K-State very often lately. We'll finish up the bracket after this short break. We don't even have a sponsor for this. Nobody wants to sponsor this crap. We'll be back.
GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat podcast continues after this short break.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Welcome back to the Power Cat Podcast. Now, let's return to the GPC studios.
Welcome back to the Power Cat Podcast. Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody, Ryan Gilbert, dude, Daphne, the whole gang are here in the GPC studio as we pick the bracket. And we're through the round of 64. No really significant upsets. there's a few in there, but it's going to get interesting now, and let's get back to it because let's not waste time and find out if Cole has a friend on either Gonzaga or Memphis.
No.
Gonzaga against Memphis.
This could actually be an upset. I'm not going to pick it, but it could be an upset if this were to play out.
I think Gonzaga is a perpetual number one team in the country.
Gonzaga?
Yeah, Gonzaga.
Unbelievable.
Gonzaga.
Yes, man. Gonzaga. Okay, continue.
I think Gonzaga will lose at some point because I think they're a perpetual number one team in the country fraud, but not this round.
Okay, so we're going with
the Zags.
Memphis lost to Iowa State by like 30, didn't they?
In November.
Memphis has been pretty hit and miss because their coach takes it the hard way.
Sorry, Wally. We're not picking Memphis this time.
Gonzaga. You know what they're going to eat after the game?
Bubblegum.
Italian. New Mexico State takes on Arkansas.
Hogs.
Arkansas.
Yeah. I feel like we're so biased with Arkansas because we saw them.
Yeah, but
I still think they're good.
This would be a fascinating game because Chris Jans' team in New Mexico State likes to get up and down, and Arkansas is more than capable of it as long as Slenderman's on the bench. Although Slenderman can cover the court in about three steps. But, let's go with Arkansas.
Ooh, did you say North Dakota State? New Mexico State?
I think he said – did he say North Dakota?
He did.
He said North Dakota.
I didn't want to
say – Did I really say North Dakota
State? Yeah, you said North Dakota State. I was like, ooh. It's a little bit of a slip there.
Yeah. I usually keep my Freudian slip on for Saturday night. Bama against Tech. Bama against Tech. This is an interesting matchup.
I don't think it's too interesting.
I think Texas Tech is pretty good.
Okay, we're going with
that. Sorry, Fitzy.
We forget that Alabama did beat Baylor. Davidson against Duke.
Wait. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, we didn't pick Michigan State.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
You write it wrong?
Okay. I wrote on Davidson.
Okay, we're just
going. Who was wrong?
I'm just going.
Cole was wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to just pick Duke.
I was too.
Because you guys are still discussing the first round, and we moved on from that. I don't know. The listeners know that, but you guys don't.
Duke
moved on. How's this for a matchup in the second round? Baylor against North Carolina. That'll get some ratings. I'm Baylor.
Yeah.
I didn't even take a vote on that one. St. Mary's against UCLA. That's interesting. That's a West Coast matchup.
UCLA, right?
I'll take St. Mary's.
I like UCLA. I mean, just because you play with Gonzaga doesn't mean you're good.
They did beat them.
But when you beat them and you are perpetually the second fiddle in your conference, but you're still pretty good, I think you deserve a little bit of credit.
I'd like to point out that I am the St. Mary's of my marriage.
Okay.
Second fiddle. Texas and Purdue. Boiler up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Texas.
Ooh.
I don't think Purdue makes it very far.
What?
What do you got?
I got Purdue.
Well, your vote doesn't matter.
Hold on. Do you pick Texas?
I'm picking Texas.
Yep. I thought you said boiler up. Okay, Texas. Wow, we're moving the Big 12 right along here.
Hang on. we'll get to the other side of the bracket eventually.
Murray State and Kentucky. This is actually a pretty interesting game because Kentucky's hit and miss. And when they hit really well, as KU knows.
I can't pick against Kentucky.
Okay. Me neither.
That's fine.
Okay, there we go. That is one hell of a Sweet 16 matchup there in that. In the East, as they say. South bracket now. Arizona against the Horny Frogs of TCU.
Arizona.
I think the Eddie Lampkin train comes to an end.
Okay. Well, sorry. Houston and Chattanooga.
Houston. We don't have a problem.
You're picking Chattanooga?
Yeah. If they can beat Illinois, they can beat Houston.
You got to have one team that just goes into that Sweet 16 and you can't figure out how.
Chattanooga is not beating Illinois and Houston.
Yeah.
If they beat Illinois, why wouldn't they beat Houston then? If they're good enough to beat.
Because they ran out of gas.
I'm with you.
They used it all on Illinois.
Game against UAB the day before.
Okay, I'm moving Michigan, Tennessee. I'm advancing Tennessee since you guys are still litigating
that's
the previous
fine.
Game.
Yeah.
Ohio State against, I think I wrote down Villanova. No K. No, I can't read my handwriting.
Villanova.
Villanova definitely wins this game.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Villa. Oops, I misspelled Villa. I didn't. There's not enough L's in Villa in my.
Villanova.
Okay. KU plays Creighton. Oh, damn it, we got advanced KU. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Richmond Spiders against the Providence Friars.
AFC Richmond.
And
Providence.
I really do like fried food. So, Providence.
Providence.
I think they're going to end their run in the lasso way, which is a loss.
What?
And so.
What is your favorite fried food, Ron Gilbert? I'm going to go with Tots. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. Fried cheesecake.
What?
I don't know. I just said that.
That sounds delicious. What?
Fries.
Fries. Okay.
Come on.
I should know that.
Come on.
Okay. Prob. Iowa State playing Wisconsin.
It is a shame that one of these teams gets to go to the Sweet 16.
Where is this game at? Do we know? This bracket didn't have locations.
America.
It's in America? It's America? Okay.
It does not say where it is.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to find it real quick. I'm sorry that I don't know. Folks, I am not properly prepared to do this cast of potting. Come on, man. It must be in the Friday games. Jeez, there's a lot of games here. Friday. These games are in. I'll get it. I'm going to get it here, I think. I literally can't find it. They're playing in... Oh, my God. They're playing in Milwaukee.
Hmm.
How much flipping cheap American beer were these two fan bases drink? Oh, my God. Milwaukee's going to run out of beer. Iowa State fans are capable of running Milwaukee out of beer. Now, just wrap your mind around that as we decide that Wisconsin's going to beat the living tar out of Iowa State.
Yes. Okay,
there we go. Whiskey. Oh, that's interesting. Miami and Auburn. Miami and Auburn.
Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Which football program do you think has more rules violations?
Miami.
Okay. Well, we're going to move Auburn on.
Miami.
Okay. Folks, we're through the round of 32. Now that we're into the Sweet 16, we've got over here in the West, Gonzaga and Arkansas.
We'll go with the Hogs.
Me too.
Hold on. Did you just yawn in the middle of this exciting podcast of during which we're picking the bracket?
I did.
Is this not engaging enough for you?
Made me tired.
Did you stay out late last night?
I did have to close at a unnamed establishment.
We don't have a sponsor on this, so you can say the name.
Lucha Taco. There we go.
Lucha Taco, but you closed at midnight.
Yeah. But I like Arkansas, too. I do.
Also, everyone's picking Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clean sweep.
Sorry, Zags. Tech and Duke, and this would be a good game. Oh, guns up over here from him.
Guns up.
What do you got, Gilbert?
I like Tech.
There we go.
Sorry.
Finally. Finally, Duke is gone.
Duke has shown us multiple times this season that they can choke in these big games because it was Coach K's last home game, and then they lost to, what, Virginia Tech?
Mm-hmm.
So
they've choked in the first round as a 2 seed before. Don't put it past Cal State Fullerton.
Okay, so our Elite Eight matchup in the West is Arkansas and Texas Tech.
That would be a fun game.
It would be. The East, we got Baylor playing this UCLA. UCLA? I don't even know. It's spelled UCLA. I don't know what it stands for.
I'm just going to shoo Baylor directly to the Final Four.
Okay, Baylor.
I got Baylor. Yeah.
Sorry, Gils, you don't have to vote. Texas and Kentucky. I can't read my handwriting. Kentucky and Texas.
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Ooh.
Daphne didn't like that at all.
She doesn't like that.
Kentucky?
Kentucky, yes, sir.
Okay. Kentucky.
So we've got the top 2 seeds in the East meeting in the Elite Eight. That would be Baylor and Kentucky. Let's go to the South where Arizona is playing Houston. Another pretty intriguing matchup, if you ask me.
Houston.
Zona.
I got Arizona, too.
Bummer.
Wow. You almost got it. Arizona.
Almost.
Tennessee and Villanova.
I like Tennessee.
I'll go Tennessee.
I like Tennessee as well.
So our South Elite 8 game is Arizona and Tennessee. Good job, Texas, for firing Rick Barnes. KU and Providence.
I like Providence here.
Providence. I don't think KU makes it.
See, I had Iowa playing KU and then Iowa beating KU.
Wow.
But well, I'm going to take Providence to beat KU, too.
KU's not complete enough to make a deep run. I'm sorry.
So Providence is the 4 seed moving into the Elite Eight in Midwest. And then we've got Whiskey and Auburn. Have you been doing some drugs? Is that what's going on?
How'd you know?
You'd think you'd be more peppy. Wisconsin and Auburn. What a weird matchup that is of styles from what I know.
Auburn.
Will kill them?
Yes.
Is that appropriate?
So is Auburn really that good?
Yes.
They can be.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They can be really good or really bad. So we have moved the 2 and 4, Auburn and Providence, into the Midwest Elite Eight. Here we go, the Elite Eight. Who goes to the Final Four from the West, Arkansas or Texas Tech? Wow, we picked a really interesting game.
It's a great game.
Gills, I want you to go first. I want you on the spot. You're going to pick first in every Elite Eight game. Since you had to sit out everything.
You know what? I'm going to go with Tech.
Okay.
I'm picking Arkansas.
And it comes to Zach. Oh, Zach.
Guns up. Guns up. There you go, Zach.
Tech.
We're not calling the pigs.
Final Four. Okay, that was a little over the top. Baylor and Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Zach.
Baylor.
I'm picking Kentucky.
Oh. Yes, let's go. There we go.
Oh.
Baylor had returned like nobody from last year. I just don't see how they can do
it. Oscar Tshiebwe, I think, is going to have one of the most special marches that any player's had in a long time.
Well, you screwed up my backup plan for hiring a coach. You know, we all know what my first plan is. But Baylor goes to the Final Four, and after they beat Kentucky to go to the Final Four, that following day, Jerome Tang's rolled out in Manhattan as the new head coach, and then he goes and coaches the Final Four and wears a purple tie on the sidelines.
Is this pre-COVID times? Wearing a tie?
Yeah, that doesn't work that much.
Wear a K-State windbreaker.
A lavender.
Yeah, just wear a K-State. That wouldn't be controversial at all. Okay, the South Elite Eight, we got Arizona and Tennessee, another really good matchup. Panel, I'd like to congratulate you on a good matchup here.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Tennessee's really good, too.
They'll volunteer their asses right to the Final Four. Providence and Auburn out of the Midwest. And when I think of the Midwest, I think of Providence and Auburn. Auburn?
Okay. Yeah, I've got Providence.
Ooh.
I do.
I'm going Auburn.
Me, too.
Okay. Folks, we got it down to a Final Four. Man. We got it down to a Final Four.
Three SEC teams.
You know what's funny is I think that this is...
I had three SEC teams, I think, in my other bracket, too.
If we had taken Baylor, I think that's what my Final Four was.
And the SEC sucks, and we're going to put three teams in the Final Four.
Yep.
First Final Four matchup. This game... it's in New Orleans? I thought it was San Antonio. Huh.
I mean, there's like a one in five chance of you picking the correct city of the Final Four. So,
okay.
That's just how it goes.
Tech and Kentucky in one of the games.
I've got Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Kentucky.
God, Lord, it's just like football. We're going to have an SEC championship. Kentucky, Tennessee, and Auburn. A quite intriguing matchup.
Auburn.
Tennessee.
Auburn.
Wow. You guys really think Auburn's good, huh?
Well, you better hear our national championship pick.
Okay.
It's mine.
Kentucky and Auburn in the national title. Gills?
Kentucky.
Coles?
Kentucky.
No!
And you were picking Auburn?
I was picking Auburn.
The bracket has picked Kentucky.
Total points for the tiebreaker. For our contest.
For the championship game?
Yeah.
Between Kentucky and Auburn?
You can pick that one, Fitz.
290. Yeah.
It's like the NBA All-Star game.
I will go with 156.
That's high.
That's pretty high.
That is insane. We're not winning this. We're not beating our subscribers.
Why? I thought it was the exact score.
No, it's total combined. Oh. CBS is total combined.
Okay.
Is it? Can you not go over?
Or is it I don't know what it actually is.
Let's do 146.
146.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I watched too much Price is Right when I was a kid.
Okay,
I'm afraid of going over.
146 is still an insanely high.
It's
score.
Kentucky and Auburn
for a national championship games. You always take a low score. That's the rules.
The Fish and Crew will be the law firm of Sermons, Higgins, and Pollard.
Wow, what a crew.
Are they set in stone, or do they kind of adjust based off of what
conferences? They rank them. Okay. They grade the refs as they go. But Doug Sermons always goes because he's like the official's official. Oh. But he's also a butthead. I was going to say something else. He probably calls 7 technicals in the national championship game. And just actually take money from gamblers right there on the sideline. I'm not implying anything about Doug Sermons. I just think he's show me your papers. Thank you, Doug. Okay, that's it. That's the Zach's going to want me to cut that. That's it for the podcast where we pick the bracket. And there's a reason why we don't have a sponsor, because that you just heard why. Stay tuned tomorrow. It's another edition of the PowerCat Podcast. It's a real one in which you ask the questions and we answer. I'm confident in my prediction that we're going to have another podcast because we're going to record it right now.
Thank you for listening to the PowerCat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. PowerCat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS! Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not letting you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.